on the phone with us, Tim Bryce, our businessman, blogger, news observer buddy from Florida. Tim, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Morning, guys. Hope everything's great up there.
It is. Got a had an unbelievable weekend last weekend. Going to have maybe a little bit of rain this Saturday, but should be pretty nice. How about down in alligator country?
Funny you should mention that. I came home Friday night, and there was a 3-foot gator in my pool.
Jeez. Really?
Well, at least he's
pool. Yeah, I never saw this before. I'm not sure how he got in there. I don't have the bird cage on it, but I do have a fence that goes around it. And somehow he must have just wedged underneath the fence and got in there.
So how do you get him out?
Well, then it's late at night. I'm sitting there. Look, I'll deal with this in the morning. I'll have to probably call a trapper. Oh. I got lucky. He crawled out of the pool and got out of there. So he was gone by the morning time. So I think the chlorine got to him.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the temperature right now?
It's mating season down here right now. There was a 7-foot gator behind my mom's house in the lake. And so, yeah, it's that time of the year down here. So we got to just be on our toes down here. I've got a small dog, and so I don't want, even a 3-foot gator would kill that.
Yeah, sure. That's a snack.
People got to be careful with that.
What's your temp down there this morning?
Oh, I'm going to say it's about 77. It's supposed to get up to about 82, I think, today. It's a gorgeous day. We had really rainy weather earlier this week, and we needed the rain to, replenish our lakes and everything.
And to rinse off those gators so they can go mating. I mean, you want to have a dirty gator out there.
In our area around here, all the lakes are basically connected through sewer pipes for emergency storms and so on. So when the lakes go down, they just crawl right through these pipes, go lake to lake. That's how they get around.
That's how I used to get around, but that's another story.
And they're quick little puppies, too. They can move fast when they want to.
Well, speaking of moving fast, the Democrats certainly are giving a show of trying to move fast. They're putting out a lot of stuff. Some of it's happening. Some of it's, under observation. I noticed your column, and I thought, I want to hear what Tim has to say about this. This whole concept of packing the court and how that's supposed to, as Nadler called it, we're really unpacking the court. And so I thought, this is fodder for Tim Bryce, that's for sure. What's your initial overview of this whole packing the court thing, Tim?
Well, this all, of course, came about after the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett as Associate Justice, thereby putting the conservatives in control of the court. And, they couldn't stand that. And if you recall, during the election, Biden said as part of his unity theme, let's get everybody together and we'll talk about this and, we'll try to come up with some sort of logical way to figure this out. And, of course, that never happened. And now we've got guys like Nadler, Markey, and a couple others, all Democrats, proposing 4 more seats to the Supreme Court. That would bring us up to 13. And so, where's the unity there right off the bat? Now, I always try to put some history into my columns on that, and I mentioned in there, look, it's been set at 9 for over 150 years.
Yeah.
It was done as part of the Judiciary Act of 1869. I mean, it's been around. I mean, this is not new. And of course, we had people try to change all of that back during FDR's second term as president when he was trying to do all the work programs. The Supreme Court kept shooting him down left and right, which infuriated him. This was all conservative. So he tried to expand the court. And I thought that was kind of interesting how he did that. He looked at all of the justices that were over 70, and he proposed adding, one for each guy that's over 70, which was 6 at the time. So that would have brought us up to 15 at the time. And fortunately, that all got shot down. And one thing I found interesting, it was both Democrat and Republican shooting it down. But it was also FDR's vice president voted against it, which probably answers why he wasn't on the ticket the next term.
I know what you think, really. Well, and again, it's one of these things when I can't do what I want to do via legislation and via popular opinion, then I need my court on my side to push it through. So it really is about having the power to manipulate above and beyond what the system should normally allow, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, let's assume they get the 13. Let's assume that happens. And yes, the liberals take over. Well, at some point, the conservatives will take that over. What do they do then? Are they going to expand it again for another couple of seats or whatever? Why not just make it 99 seats on the Supreme Court? I mean, you might as well turn it into a legislative body because that's where it's going, you know?
Yeah, right. Then we could.
So, I mean, anybody who's any half a cent should just leave it at 9 and leave it alone, you know?
Well, if they went to 99, we could all sing that old favorite party song, 99 judges with a beer by the wall, 99 judges with a beer, right? Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see that in order to do this, this is, again, another one of those things for which the filibuster would have to fall, right? In order to, because they would get 60 votes for that.
Well, that's
kind
why
of
they're attacking the filibuster right now. They're trying to, get that cloture rule changed. So, you know, they can eliminate that. If they got that eliminated, well, then they can't be stopped. They will have, you know, necessary votes to go forward with this thing.
Well, let me ask you this. We know that, separate subject, but we know that Florida is a big migration state, a lot of immigrants down there. Are you seeing much in the way of people from Mexico being bused or sent over your way yet, or more people coming in, or how's that playing out?
No, we don't see any of that going on down here. At least I haven't. And all we're seeing is busloads of New Yorkers moving into the state.
Yeah.
They're all trying to escape from up north.
Yeah,
I'm being very serious. House prices, houses are in demand. Very much so. And they're coming on down there paying cash for it. They want to get out of that state.
Wow.
You know, I mean, no kidding on that. And so if people are being very frank about it. So, look, you know, leave your politics behind in New York. I mean, we like what we're doing down here. We like the governor we've got.
Yeah.
And people are responding to that. You know, they're saying, yeah, let's keep Florida going. We're having a fantastic time. Our economy's doing fine. You hear Biden wants to shut down the cruise industry, and DeSantis saying, over my dead body, you're going to go to court now, you know, to do this. And, I mean, that's a very big industry that needs to come back to life. And it's all coming around. And, you know, sports-wise, too. I mean, you've heard me say go down to spring training. Well, the Toronto Blue Jays have been playing their major league games down here in Dunedin because, you know, Canada is crazy in terms of the coronavirus regulations over that. But I think these guys are killing the game. I mean, I went to a spring training game, and the ushers were using Gestapo techniques to stop you from doing anything and enjoying the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
I mean, it was absolutely preposterous, and that's something else I'm going to be writing about next week. The other thing I wrote about earlier in this week, and I'll bring it up real quick, I can't believe how many people have forgotten about Jim Crow. And they really have no understanding of that. You know, they're big on calling the Republicans, they're implementing Jim Crow regulations, legislation down in Georgia as an example. I mean, come on, guys. Look, we just don't want fraudulent voting. We don't want duplicate voting. We don't want any of that stuff. We want to have just straight voting. Yes, we want voter ID. Yes, we want to check signatures. Yes. We should check the rolls from time to time, make sure people are alive and not dead.
That's right.
But, you know, and so they have this, this knee-jerk reaction. Oh, racist, racist, racist. It's Jim Crow, Jim Crow, Jim Crow. And what I found out after I talked to a few people have forgotten what Jim Crow was all about. And it was all based on the Democrats following the Civil War. And that's how that all came about. And I don't know of one Republican president that ever owned a slave.
Yeah.
That, you know, I can think of. I know a few Democrats who have, but, you know, that's another story. But they've forgotten all of this history.
Yep.
That's why I bring up the thing about packing the courts, why I bring up Jim Crow, and why I bring up all of these other little incidents now and then.
That's right. Boy, long list of stuff there. All right, let's go back just one here. Maybe two. Ron DeSantis. How do people feel down there? Do they want Ron to run for president? They want to keep him as governor? What's the scoop on that?
This guy is really loved down here.
Yeah.
Yes, we would love to see him go up to be vice president with Trump or something like that. But, you know, everyone's saying, no, we want to keep this guy here as governor.
Yeah.
So I really do expect he's going to get two terms here as governor. But he's loved this anti-riot bill that they passed. is fabulous. I mean, very well responded by, you know, independents as well as Republicans and a few Democrats actually like it. That's the far left. They, of course, don't agree with it. And, you know, they just said, look, we don't have a problem with peaceful protest, but keep it peaceful. As soon as you're going to start rioting or heckling people over dinner tables and stuff like that, no, we're not going to accept that.
Yeah.
And you're going to jail. Plain and simple as that. And that has got the loony left going wild down here.
No doubt.
What's your gut feeling on him running for president? Does he have a chance?
I think it's too soon. Yeah, that's okay. My gut feeling.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's too soon. I've met Ron a couple times when I was traveling with the press corps and so on. Great guy.
Yeah.
And he's from Dunedin. That's where he grew up, and he played Little League down here in Dunedin. So smart cookie, good background. He's an attorney by, you know, trade. He was a JAG officer in the Navy. So very, very, you know, he's no dummy at all. And he's even surprising the Democrats in terms of some of the stuff he's doing around here to protect the environment. I mean, they just didn't see this coming, and they're just really turning heads. Is it too soon? I still think the party belongs to Trump. I think Trump is going to run again in 2024.
I do, too.
But then it comes down to who's the vice presidential candidate, and there is where he could possibly bring him in. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, wow. What a ticket. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. 6:52. About your sports, I was just looking at Fox holding their, you know, they're going to be broadcasting NASCAR this weekend, Talladega, and boy, it almost seems like NASCAR is, like, you know, in your face other sports, because we're bringing in, I think that they said like 135,000 people they're going to be allowing in the stands or something.
A lot
of people, you know. So it almost seems like NASCAR is going, hey, we're getting back to normal. All you other sports better be
NASCAR's the same. Getting back to normal, but they've got people a little upset in that there's too many races going on. I'm hearing a lot about that. You know, people are saying, man, they're beating us to death with race after race after race, you know? So it's kind of watering down. They're worried about that.
Yeah.
So that'll happen. But I talk about that next week. I talk about diminishing viewership and attendance at all of these things. You realize the World Series, which the Tampa Bay Rays were in this last year, had a viewing audience of only 9.6 million people. Now, you compare that to 1978, where they had like 44 million people watching the World Series. Big difference. I mean, that's how bad it's getting.
Yeah,
and, I think so. I want to talk about that. So, yes, politics has a role to play in this. COVID-19 has a role to play in it. But they're changing the rules. They're changing the very essence of the game. And that's really getting to people. They're catering more to millionaires, billionaires, than they are to the common man, the masses.
Yep, they're shooting themselves in both feet. Yep. I agree with you.
Yep, right.
Tim Bryce, thank you for some time this morning. Keep your eye out for those Gators, and we look forward to future chats with you down the road, Tim. Stay well.
If I catch one, I'll send it up to you guys.
Yeah, at least send the picture. Come on. All right. Tim Bryce, have a great day, sir. Yeah. Thanks.